show. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start things out with your phone calls. Justo is on the line in Texas. Justo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Justo. Justo, going once. Justo in Texas, going twice. Okay, well,
hello? Maybe
he's not. Oh, there he is. Hello, Justo.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry.
It's all right. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to ask you guys about some libertarian activism or freedom activism. Do you guys know of any, because I'm in the University of Texas right now, and I want to try to get some free market speakers on, but sometimes it's expensive, and, you know, I don't feel like using, like, the tax funds that the university can provide, because, you know, that'd be wrong. So do you know of any libertarian think tanks that help out with those kinds of things to bring speakers and stuff?
I really don't. Our listeners likely would be able to come up with better stuff than we would. Perhaps you could try bds.freetalklive.com and go post there, and I'll bet you some people would answer with some kind of knowledge there.
Yeah, I like that idea. Go over to the Free Talk Live BBS. Also, maybe get in touch with the Texas Libertarian Party. They may have some local speakers that wouldn't have to drive as far or to get to where you are and wouldn't necessarily charge as much.
It's my understanding FEE might be able to help you out, as well as Atlas.
What was that? What was that third one?
FEE is the Foundation for Economic Education, I think.
Yeah,
Okay.
And the Atlas
Society or whatever?
At the Atlas Foundation?
Atlas Foundation, okay.
Okay, Atlas Foundation.
All right, Justo, does that help out?
Yeah, I had one more thing to comment, if I may. I don't know. I know you guys think that using the state to enhance freedom is bad, but, like, you know, Mary Ruehr, she was running for the LP nomination and she lost it. If she would have won, would you guys have had problems voting for her?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I wouldn't have had a problem with that, although I will not vote anymore in national elections because I am promoting the idea of secession. So would I have voted for Mary Ruart last year? Certainly. Would I vote for her in 2012? I will not participate in 2012.
But why not if it's Mary Ruart, you know?
Well, we spent the first hour. Mark will, because
I heard, but like... If people like Mary are still able to, you know, I guess work the system, and she could possibly destroy the
even
system
if Mary Ruart won,
you know,
the election. There's not much that she can do. I mean, she can release some people from prison. That would be great. She may be able to pull some troops over. I mean, so there's some things that she could do.
She cannot attack a state that decides to secede.
She could do that too. There are some things that she could do, but for the most part, you and I both know Mary Ruart is not going to win the presidential race. There's just no chance that anybody who is promoting liberty is going to win a national election when all of the other candidates are promising giveaways to the voters. So, if you support secession as I do, I think you should do what Stuart Brown suggests, as I was reading earlier tonight. And that is withdraw your support completely from the national level politics.
Okay.
But if you want to keep supporting them, you know, by all means, go right ahead. And, you know, maybe Mary Ruart will get over 500,000 votes, which would be more than any other libertarian candidate has in the last decade.
Barry Cooper is running for Texas Attorney General, so he could, like, release a lot of, nonviolent marijuana users.
Can the Attorney General do that?
I don't know whether the AG can do that, but maybe they can probably go after the ones that are being prosecuted right now. However, this article did not advocate not voting for people on a state level. This article only advocated not voting for people on a national level. So really, all you're giving up is one person you can't name in the House representative you have for the national House. The two senators whom you can't name either. The president and the vice president.
Okay, so just like those types. Okay.
Well, that's what this article claims. I think that there's some good points. I am not ready to say, oh yeah, just there's no good reason to vote. I think if
there
you want to
no
vote,
good reason.
If you want to vote, you should go ahead and vote if it makes you feel good. However, I think you're better off using the opportunities that you get, you know, throughout in that time frame, the voting time frame, talking to people to advocate for secession. Like, I see where the author's point is, and he makes a very powerful point on it. But you have to hear the author make the point to understand why it's powerful. Having us sit here and try to rehash the article that we just read in the first hour doesn't make any sense. Go to strike-the-root.com and read Stuart Brown's article.
Thank you for the call tonight, Justo. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Of course, you could always just keep going along with whatever the federal government shoves down your throat, in which case, be on the lookout for the VAT tax. As we discussed last week, the so-called value-added tax has certainly been proposed. It's been put on the table. Whether it'll come through or not, I don't know. It's just a proposal, and it's hard to get too up in arms about all of the tyrannical proposals that are out there, because there sure are enough of them. But I think it would behoove us to at least understand what a VAT tax actually is and how it affects businesses that have to deal with it, like businesses in 130 of the countries around the world. In Europe, for instance, there's VAT taxes all over the place there. And so Anna has emailed the show to tell us what it's like, and I presume Anna is a female, to tell us what it is like to have to deal with a VAT tax as a business. And we've explained before that the VAT tax essentially is a tax that is added into the cost of a product at every, basically, production level. So as trees are cut down and turned into wood and sold to people that make chairs, the value-added tax is added in at the point at which the wood, the raw wood, is sold to the chair manufacturer. And then the chair manufacturer puts the chairs together, they sell them to the retailers, and another one is added before it gets to the retailer. So the retailer has to pay another value-added tax. If there are more links in the chain...
If there's a distributor... For instance, the furniture industry, it's my understanding that that often happens. If there's a distributor, well, then that's added in that link of the chain, too.
Correct. So the more links...
if it's 10%...
it's 10, 10, 10.
10, 10, 10.
Right. So that should give you some basic understanding of what it is. And here's what Anna says. I was listening to the show on Thursday and heard you talk about the value-added tax. I own a company in my country and would like to explain the mechanics of this tax to you, so hopefully you can share it with your listeners. VAT is a European invention, and I believe most countries imitate the French or Spanish regulations, so it works pretty much the same everywhere, and it's a lot worse than you think. It's called VAT because it assumes that when stuff goes from one place to another in the economy, it increases in value, which is mostly true. Every step of the chain adds more value to the product or service, and I'll give you a practical example with a VAT of 10%. A guy owns pine trees in Buffalo and decides to cut them and produce pine wood. He wants to sell it. If he wants to sell it, rather, he must bill his buyers for the price of the wood plus 10% VAT. So if he sells $100 in wood, the bill should read taxable amount 100, VAT 10. A furniture factory buys $100 worth of wood for $110 and makes four chairs, which then sells for $200. It has added value, turning useless wood into very useful chairs. They must now bill the chairs this way. Taxable amount $200 for one chair, plus 10%, VAT $20. Total price $220 for the chair. A store owner in New York buys the four chairs for $220 each. He must pay the shipping company $80 in shipping plus $8 in VAT.
So you pay for just the shipping?
Yep.
Wow.
The chairs are now costing $308. Moving the chairs to the big city, where demand for them is higher, added value to them. So he decides to sell them for $400. When he adds VAT, chairs are now priced at $440. This gets more complicated since you pay VAT for everything you buy for your business, from the raw materials that you need, the wood, to the rent of your office space, and the paper clips and software that your management uses. In most VAT regulations I have seen, the final consumer being the target of the tax, all the intermediate businesses can deduct the VATs they've paid from the VATs they have collected through the month. Our store owner in the example would collect $40 and deduct the $38 he has paid. But keeping track of all these bills gets messy, and many things are not deductible if they're not billed to your exact company's name and taxpayer ID number. You following this so far?
Of course, yeah, you're going to lose out on that.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. More of that on the way.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. There are a lot of posts there, over 450,000 of them, as a matter of fact, all free for you. So get interactive over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, there are a lot of reasons why you might want to hide your valuables around your home. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home. Most of them involve little or no modification, and those that do cost are very, very affordable. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you, and you can get it for less than $7 at StashYourSwag.com. That's StashYourSwag.com. As we continue here, sharing an email from one of our European listeners, a business owner over there who is explaining to us how it is this VAT tax actually works, because we never had to experience this, thank goodness, here in America, though it's a proposal that is on the table. People are talking about possibly bringing this here to America, where every single link in the product chain from the very base level components of a product to the final product, every single step in getting that product to the end consumer, there's a tax added. Whether it's the shipping it from one point to another, or it's adding a new feature, or putting it together, or distributing it, every single step in the chain, the VAT tax is added in there. And so that's what she's explaining to us. She's explaining that it's even worse than we realize. She says that it gets complicated since you pay a VAT tax for everything that you buy for the business, from the raw materials that you need to the rent of your office space to the paper clips and the software management uses. Keeping track of all
these. You pay a VAT on the rent of an office space? I mean,
that's what she says.
Exactly when does they. I mean, that's not a value add at that point, really. I mean, you're not. If you value added it once, I mean, rent. Rent isn't the same as buying. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
What she says.
I believe her. I'm not saying that she's lying. I'm saying it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's government.
It's an improper application to me of the tax.
You don't get to make the rules, Mark.
No, that's how it goes with government.
But keeping track of all these bills gets messy, and many things aren't deductible, and if they've not been billed to your company's exact name and taxpayer ID number. I have phone lines, electricity, and cable television bills, which I cannot deduct because they come in the mail billed to the previous owner of the office space. Employees' salaries and benefits are also not VAT deductible. Since this is a very burdensome tax, ranging from 5 to 21% around the world, consumers and businesses will try to evade it whenever possible. And now when the IRS realizes this, they will issue regulations regarding billing procedures. In my country, you are forced to buy all billing pads from an authorized IRS or its local equivalent printing shop. So the printing shop can send a report to the tax agency of how many billing pads your company has ordered and their numeration. These pads are mechanically numbered so they can monitor and track all of your operations, and you must save all bills, even the ones with errors and the ones which got stuck and broke inside your printer, and avoid losing any of them in order to demonstrate to the tax inspector your monthly sales. I bought an authorized billing pad back in April and paid the equivalent of $150 for 300 U.S. letter-sized sheets of very thin, cheap bond paper, which usually gets stuck in the printer, destroying around 15% of the pad. A ream of 500 sheets of HP brand high-quality office paper costs $5 here. So 300 of these sheets for $150. That's 50 cents per page.
It's like a tax on top of the tax sheets.
That's right. And the authorized, you can only buy them from authorized printers. So whoever it is that's buddies with the IRS gets the authorization deals on being able to be the exclusive printer of these products. Like the Deluxe Checks Company, they get, I don't know what the deal is with those guys, but they manage to sell every single check in the world for all the banks that I've ever seen.
Mm.
So it's a sweet deal for whoever's running that paper company. Anyway, she says, if merchandise is stolen and damaged from your inventory, you must prove it to the tax agency by showing them a fire department report or police report. or you must include the VAT of its market value in your monthly tax form. So if you can't prove it, you've got to pay. If you give away merchandise as a charity or a gift...
So what happens if a rat destroys something? I mean, do you have to call the fire department?
I don't know if they're going to write up a report on that.
No. The fire department should not be called for a rat.
Yeah. If you give away merchandise as charity or gifts, many regulations will require to pay its VAT anyway, just in case you're lying.
Crazy.
These kinds of regulations show you how strongly these agencies fear the high tax rate or high rate of evasion of the VAT tax. Some foodstuffs or services, like medical bills, for example, may be exempt, but in time, the VAT tends to grow, like all government programs do.
Of course.
And exemptions tend to disappear. It will apply to businesses and professionals, lawyers, architects, etc., making a certain amount of sales first, and then to everyone dealing with products or services. Every month, you will add up all the VAT you've collected and go to a local tax agency or bank and make a deposit into the National Treasury. Sadly, I spend most of my administrative time doing this work for the government, which renders me, furthermore, into their unwilling tax collector.
Yeah, she can't be trying to do, you know, the work that she intended to be, you know, get into to business as. She has to work for the government.
I can't imagine having to deal with obeying government regulations in my business, doing Free Talk Live. But I've got enough on my plate as it is, let alone have to go and jump through a bunch of hoops and file paperwork and all that. No, thanks.
If it took any more work, I just don't know how we'd do it.
I sell advertisements, she said, and I have some major agencies as clients. These huge companies usually pay really late,
yes,
60 to 120 days,
yes,
after they get the bill.
Mm-hmm.
But when I make my bill in my strictly numbered pad, I must pay the 12% tax in advance to the government, even though I haven't received the payment from my clients. And these amounts are big, and I hope that inflation doesn't eat away my profit. I wish we had an office of SACL CAI over here.
Hmm.
Does SACL CAI do international collections?
I would have to ask them. It's worth the ask.
Maybe I'll forward this to Jason and she can get in touch with them.
Probably not. I bet there's
regulations.
Yeah. Regulations. I would just guess.
So there you have it. There's the VAT tax as described by a businesswoman over there in Europe. It sounds like absolute hell.
It does.
So,
but all the taxes do. I mean, it's arduous to collect these things for the government.
Sure it is. And that's why people need to stop. Now, if you want to put a stop to the federal government, you need to stop supporting them. You need to voluntarily stop choosing to send them money, to stop obeying their demands and their diktats, their arbitrary rules that they're setting for your business. So you have to, again, ask yourself, if you aren't ready to stop now, what will it take? Will it be the VAT tax? If they implement a VAT tax and dramatically increase the cost of doing business and the costs of the products that are passed on to your consumers, because if the costs go up, the consumers are not going to be too interested in buying your products anymore, and it'll be very, very difficult to compete in the marketplace, especially in a recessionary situation.
It's hard enough to compete in the marketplace.
Yeah. What's it going to take? How many taxes do they have to tack on? How many new rules and regulations do they have to add to your business in order for you to say, enough is enough, I'm not participating anymore, I don't owe you this money, I never agreed to pay it to you in the first place, screw off. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free on the website, so enjoy those, including the chat room. It is open to the public now, so we brought back the public chat. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com. Those of you who are Free Talk Live amplifiers have access to a special amp-only chat, which you know how to get to if you're an amplifier. So for those of you in the public, chat.freetalklive.com.
If you have sensitive skin, you can try unicure.com, or if you just want beautiful hair like mine, unicure.com, call 888-UNICURE. It's unicure.com. I've been using it for more than a year. I started using it before I started endorsing it. I just want you to know I love this product, unicure.com.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. We go to someone who is claiming to be Lee Doran in Illinois. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian and Mark. I appreciate taking my call. Yeah, I was just told to contact here. I am officially the new Crasher-in-Chief of Beer Crash, and I just wanted to introduce myself to the audience. It's my understanding that this show is very popular among the people of Beer Crash, and so I figured I'd call in and kind of introduce myself over the phone as it is right now.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire here. Go ahead with your introduction. I'm going to ask you some questions after that.
Hello?
Can you hear us? Hello?
Hello, Lee. Can you hear us?
Lee?
I'm going to lose the call.
We didn't lose anything. We can hear you.
Are
you
a landline, Lee?
Lee, going once.
Hello?
Okay, we're having some trouble here. We're going to put him back on hold. We'll see if we can make that work because our listeners are very concerned over Lee and his appointment to the Crasher-in-Chief position at Bureaucrash. There has been an entire group created called Countering the Crasher-in-Chief. Bureaucrash is an organization that up until recently has had very principled individuals who love liberty and understand the non-aggression principle running the organization. And from everything I've heard, and obviously we haven't heard from Lee himself until now, from everything I've heard from those who've been paying close attention, he doesn't seem to have the same level of principle that his predecessors have or had. And it's disturbing to me as somebody who supports the organization. So hopefully we'll be able to iron some of this out, get him to be able to speak for himself and to answer the questions.
That's the very best thing is, getting it from the horse's mouth. And I'm glad that he did call in. It shows that, it shows that he has leadership capability.
Sure. And I don't think anyone
ever disputed that, by the way.
When my board op has been able to rescreen Lee to make sure that he is able to hear what's going on, please just give us a heads up. That way we can go to that when the time is appropriate. Toll free number here. Maybe you if we keep Lee on the line, he comes back here in a moment. If you've got a question for him, you are welcome. He is still on the line. Go ahead and dial in if you've got a question for Lee. He's on the line with us, 800-259-9231. Lee, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I heard the last part of what you said, maybe like the last minute or so. But, I'm free to answer questions. I'm an open book. I understand that, my personal political views may have differed from Pete or Jason or any of the previous people on Bureaucrash, but it's also my understanding to be very sensitive of the current establishment of Bureaucrash, not to ruffle any feathers in any way, shape, or form, and to be very understanding of their goal. The thing that I can offer to Bureaucrash, and I'm assuming this is the reason why I was hired, is because I can find people who are major supporters of liberty, bring them into the cause, bring them into the bait, and where we can work to fighting liberty together. And that is my ultimate goal, is number one is the promotion of liberty and to help people explore their path to the promotion of liberty. Although I understand that my personal views are slightly more mainstream than the people of Bureaucrash. And I
now, when you say slightly more mainstream, Lee, do you mean that you support aggressing against peaceful people?
No. There is a difference. I personally was against the Iraq War. Okay. Absolutely against it. I held the view that once you tell, this is my personal view, once you tell people, wrongly so, that you will defend them if they step out and fight the oppressors in their neighborhood, and you promise that you're going to back them, I have a serious problem with backing out once that promise is made, meaning that you will leave them to the slaughter. Now,
it seems to me that you're talking about a particular policy matter and your viewpoint on that, and it wasn't really the basis of my question. My question was about aggressing against your peaceful neighbors, and that doesn't have necessarily anything to do with one specific war that the U.S. federal government is involved in. Are you familiar with the non-aggression principle?
Yeah, absolutely. I am familiar with the non-aggression principle. And let me clarify one thing first before I answer your question directly. My personal geopolitical national views in no way will be promoted on Bureaucrash. National issues, I feel, should kind of be, in my view, since they do differ slightly from the people on Bureaucrash, I understand that that is something that is not going to be taken to the forefront and pushed in any way. The very fact that I may hold these differing views, some people may find unacceptable in any way, shape, or form. Now, to answer your question directly about the non-interventionist principle, my understanding of self-defense it is maybe slightly broader than some people. Let me give you an example for that. One example is if someone's running at you with a baseball bat, how far do you have to wait until that person hits you in the face before you say shoot that person? that I view foreign policy in a similar sense, where some people may say you are aggressing against somebody else before they've actually taken a far enough step to aggress against you. And that's why I address the individual policy positions that I have.
Now, Lee, I understand where you're coming from on that, and I do think that it's often, when it comes to the non-aggression principle, it is a matter of timing as to, when people can view it as being, the right time. I feel that in the case of the United States foreign policy, that the right time has always come too soon, and that as a result, the United States people have had to pay for hugely expensive wars overseas. However, I can see how the bureaucrats, your foreign beliefs on foreign policy really don't have anything to do with the job on bureaucrats. My question is, how is it that you are going to the position of Crasher in Chief has been held by people who have believed in no government intervention and
right.
in people's lives, and the organizations have been basically revolution. The organization has been revolutionary in overthrowing more or less the aggressive force of the United States government on its own people. I'm wondering how a person like you, and from what I'm hearing. Kind of like the Republican guy that I used to be, how a person like you is going to be effectively be in the role of a man who previously people have been trying to get the aggressive force of government out of people's lives, but you support, say, a certain level of aggressive force. That's what I'm having a difficult time understanding, Lee.
Well, what I can offer is a mutual goal. Like I said, which is the promotion of liberty. Now, what I see around me, and this may be a differing view from the total voluntarist, is I see around me all the walls are crumbling in. We're getting totally bankrupt. The government's now going to be micromanaging our energy. The internationally,
wait, before
they're
you
now
go on, Lee, just before you go on, was that happening a year ago when George Bush was in office?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Great.
When he voted for the look. You're going to find many, I'll just say this word, and you might disagree with the word, but mainstream, I'll just say it because you know what I'm talking about. Mainstream people, libertarians like me, that are going to disagree with George Bush's policies. I thought George Bush was a terrible president, to be totally honest.
Me too.
Terrible. Okay, but my biggest concern was. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, we got you. I'll tell you what, it's the music that throws people off. Hang on, Lee. I want to bring you back. I want to continue this discussion. Would you mind taking a few phone calls if we get some for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Great. Hang on. More with Lee. Lee Doran, the new Crasher-in-Chief at Bureaucrash. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about the non-aggression principle, because I don't think that's been really put on the table yet. Our listeners that are brand new need to understand what it is. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or dishonestmoney.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight this program is brought to you by SACL CAI. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. The controversy has been bubbling over on the air tonight over Bureaucrash.com, the bureaucrash organization hiring a brand new crasher-in-chief. The organization, as my understanding, was dedicated to helping spread free market principles to young people in America, and I think they've been doing a super job of it so far. I've been a bureaucrash supporter for a while, at least, you know, visibly on this show. I like the clothing that they have. I think it's very hip. It's a very cool organization. And the news has been recently that they've hired somebody to take the crasher-in-chief position, who, in the opinion of those who have been looking closely at him, does not really, I think, qualify in that he doesn't support true freedom. He doesn't support the idea of not aggressing against one's neighbors. And I want to bring back Lee, and I am going to hold your feet to the fire on this, Lee, and I thank you for having
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I'm happy to answer any calls you have or any if
we do have one holding. Lee Dory
okay, well,
is on
first,
the line.
Let me first answer. Hello.
Yeah, go you're ahead. Right here.
Oh, let me first address, you're concerned about me answering the non-aggression principle, and I'll answer it directly.
Can you define what the non-aggression principle is?
I have no right to harm anyone else unless that person harms me, and that is my understanding of it. Unless you have a different definition, and for not invading or aggressing against any country unless that country aggresses against you. As I defined it earlier, I do support that. As I defined it earlier, the issue is how broadly do you define self-defense? And do you have to wait until you are actually attacked? Like my baseball bat example, if someone's running at you with a baseball bat, do you have a right to shoot that person before he hits you over the head, or do you have to wait?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there, but what you're doing, to, it seems to me, is conflating individuals defending themselves to the concept of a collective defending itself, which, of course, I'm not a subscriber to. So,
I'm fine if the politicians want to fight each other. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'd pay to see it.
But my issue is, you can say everything you want about what so-and-so country did, or the governments of whatever those countries are over there did, and what they deserve as a result of that, but if I'm not interested in paying for what is happening on a national level, whether it be things that the government is doing to our own the people that live here in this country, or things the government is doing to people around the world, the government will aggress against me in order to force me to support their programs. So regardless of the details of the foreign policy, the aggression is happening right here at home, and I'm wondering how you feel about that.
Well, first of all, I am. You know, I think I stated as clearly as I can. I understand your argument that if the government chooses to use its, you know, military in a way that you don't support, they are in a sense taxing you through the use of force to go through and in your name, in effect, use the military in a way which you do not support.
I don't support the military, period.
Okay, well, look, we can have reasonable disagreements about that.
But we can't disagree about it, because they're going to throw me in a jail cell because of my disagreement. Do you support that?
Do I support you throwing in a jail cell for not paying taxes? Is that
That's
what
correct.
You're referring to?
Yeah.
Look, I support paying taxes, and one of the taxes I do support is the fair tax. I understand you wouldn't be satisfied with that either, because it would go against your principles.
So you do support throwing me in a jail cell, then.
Lee.
Just want to clear that up.
Lee, I don't want you to feel put upon here, but I guess
I want to clarify and make sure I answer every question directly. I want it to be understood.
I can hear the truth and the honesty in your voice, and I appreciate it, man. And I'm sure that people do that are listening, and you know, to know where you stand. And I know that there are people out there that support where you're, you know, coming from at the same time. What I'm kind of, I guess, you know, what I hear is you have been hired as the chief of what really is a revolutionary organization. By revolutionary, I mean, you know, people that are advocating for entirely different form of government than the one we have today, or at least this is what the organization has been for up until this point. And some of those people have employed as a means to, get out from under the rule of the United States government, not paying their taxes. And now you are the leader of this organization, of some of these people who choose not to pay income taxes, and you're advocating that they do. From people that, you know, leaders that had advocated in a different direction previously. And I'm just, to me, it kind of feels like if they appointed me as Pope or to the Supreme Court, it seems incongruous.
Well, look, like I said, I am going to be open to the views of bureaucrats.
I know that.
Hold on, let me just understand this. I understand we probably got only, probably 5 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to call on the phone to be able to answer all the direct questions as possible. And I want to explain my purpose of bureaucrats, which is certainly not to turn it to my own pet project, certainly not to turn it to a Republican youth organization. There are certain views that I personally have that may be different from the organization. But what I can offer to bureaucrats is to increase the number of liberty-loving individuals, libertarians, to the organization, and we will have some people. I'm currently on bureaucrats that are total volunteers that say that's totally unacceptable. But I believe that the ultimate goals that we all share is the limitation of government. Some would go further and be total volunteers.
We can share what we share, and that's great. But my concern is, and I understand that you're saying that your personal beliefs aren't going to get in the way of bureaucrats, but I don't understand how you could be interviewed as the crasher-in-chief of bureaucrats about liberty and take a principled position when it's clear that you don't have, adhere to that principle. How can you speak, out of one side of your mouth and then speak out of another side, for what the organization supposedly believes in? It seems inconsistent.
Well, in my view, I don't see it as inconsistent whatsoever.
Lee, I appreciate that. I want to get to this call here because Dale is on the line from anarchyinyourhead.com. Dale, you're on with Lee Doran from Bureaucrats.
Hi, Dale. How you doing?
Hi. Hi, Lee. Well, first I want to just drop off real quick. If you don't get the fallacies of collectivism, then you don't get libertarianism. And that's relating to back what was said before. But the question I had was, there was a huge discussion today that you started about, you know, when you got selected as the Crasher-in-Chief, and you started a discussion asking for feedback and things like that. And, of course, there was a tremendous amount of negative feedback because your ideals do seem to be in conflict with a lot of bureaucrat members. And that entire discussion was deleted. And so I'm curious if this is a good indication of how you intend to lead bureaucrat by crushing dissent and censorship.
Oh,
when someone has a disagreement with you, are you going to delete are you going to rewrite history?
No. Let me address that directly. I'm glad we got probably 2 minutes left, and I want to address that directly because this is probably everyone's main concern. It is my understanding when I took the position of bureaucrat, and I was absolutely wrong to do this because I didn't know what I was kind of supposed to do. I have a group of libertarians in general who kind of follow me on YouTube, and I assume that look there are certain things that will be very inclusive for them so that they can meet the bureaucrat crowd when I kind of push bureaucrat and bring it to the larger liberty-loving audience. And what I did when I got on bureaucrat was I saw there were some 9/11 truth videos on there, and I just assumed that, you know, people didn't support that, and I assumed that if I were going to be encouraging people to go to bureaucrat that, you know, I should remove the 9/11 truth videos. Well, that's what I did, but then I found out that what was my goal is to keep this as a totally open forum, totally open debate, and we will just simply say that we don't endorse everything and keep that open. So what I did was I said, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove the stuff that I put on there and simply get approval on what exactly it is I'm supposed to be doing. So as of right now, nothing will be removed at all. Everything will be a completely open debate, and even if there's something like 9/11 truth videos, okay, so be it, that stuff's going to be on there.
Appreciate that, Lee. Thank you for the call.
And debate about your selection as Crasher-in-Chief, because that's what was deleted. I'm not even talking about the 9/11
truth. Yeah, we don't really care about 9/11 truth.
I'm talking about the debate. There's a tremendous debate, mostly negative, about your selection as Crasher-in-Chief, and that was deleted.
Thank you, Dale, for the call.
That's still up there to the best of my knowledge, unless there is one thing I deleted because it was originally from my personal content that I assumed that I wasn't even supposed to start putting my, you know, introducing myself
Lee,
yet.
One more quick question before we go. Sure. Who did you vote for in the Republican primary?
I believe I voted for Mitt Romney.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you taking the time.
Lee, you've got a pair of them for calling in here tonight.
You sure do. And thank you. Appreciate that. Still can't support the organization that you are heading with you behind it. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Alikeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alikeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. Earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alikeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.